Is it coming out a little different?
No.
Well, I mean, it's the same number.
It's just different exponentials.
Okay, well, let's look at this. Maybe we can help figure out what's wrong with Hillary's thing or your thing or whatever it is.
Mine, right, because it's the same as Greg's.
Oh, well, let's look and see what yours is, right? Okay, so.
It's not much different than hers, is it?
Well, yours is closer, but no banana either.
Is there a theta part to it? We assume theta was zero.
I don't know. No, I didn't have a phase. But there is a little dude on the end there.
Times
U of T. So times what?
Just U of T, right?
No. Then you've got just as much trouble as she does, only backwards.
Are you talking about on the inside?
What if it's times U of T? That means that at infinity there, you've got it just like that. Boom. It's on. As soon as you turn it on, time t equals zero, boom, it's at infinity. It went down there just at speed of faster than light anyway. I mean, this is zing, right? So it's not there yet. You know, when I turn this thing on right here, it's right here at time t equals zero. A little bit further, it's down here.
Oh, you got to have the U of something.
Yeah, you got to have U of something.
Okay.
It isn't there forever.
It's U of the exact same. No, just U of T minus Z or something like that.
It's like VT times Z.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, you're doing it. I love it when things come together. But you got to think about, you know, what does your answer mean? Not just what does it say? What does it mean? What does it mean? Yeah. So, anyway, let's look at this really quickly here, just so we can kind of remember where we were, and then I'll kind of try and catch Hillary up, because I think you're catching on okay. But there's some arguing needs to occur here or something. So, yeah. Hillary's probably like me, had a very busy weekend.
I'm doing homework all weekend, and I still have so much homework left that I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Okay, so we did a little bit of stuff with KICAD, then we talked about transmission lines, and we were trying to figure out how fast, you know, Austin was surfing down the road, right? Or down the wave, right? Remember from before, it was like up here or something. We had... There he is, right there. See, you know, he was going down here, and we took his argument right here. You know, the thing right here. We've said, first of all, we did this thing where suppose there was no alpha was zero, so that term is gone. We took this cosine term, and we said, well, if he's going to stay right here on the peak of the thing or right on that slope all the time, that means this argument has to be a constant, right? So we set that argument, make beta z minus omega t plus phi plus equals a constant. And we tried to find out how fast he was moving. Well, that would be dz dt, right? So we just differentiated the thing. Beta is a constant, so beta dz dt minus omega dt dt plus, this is a constant, right, equals derivative constant of zero, right? Mm-hmm. So we just solved that for dz dt is omega over beta. And then we started working. I think maybe we did a little bit of stuff trying to see what omega over beta was. I don't know, did we? No, where am I? Man, I want this thing right here. So we said Vp was the phase velocity, was dz dt, omega over beta. Okay, beta was equal, we did that down here. Remember, this is gamma, was the square root of yz. And when gamma is only imaginary, that means r and g are zero, that would be square root of j omega l times j omega c. And we did that, that's got to be j beta. So it's j omega root lc. Okay, so I put in omega root lc right here for beta, so I got omega over omega root lc, so I got 1 over root lc. You guys all used that on your homework, right?
Yeah.
That's the velocity. how fast Austin was surfing down that line, right?
I found it a different
way. Well, I mean, yeah, it's okay. You could find it a different way.
Okay.
So anyway, and it seems to me, didn't you guys do a problem earlier before this one that was maybe a little bit more involved than this one that you had to do, you know, write the, you know, show that the solution to the equation was what? It was maybe we could go back and find it.
A form.
Yeah, a form of.
And I found the form.
Is this it here? I of z plus or minus vpt, right?
I mean, I know it's a function that's a function of that, but
mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not sure what the function is.
Yeah, we were having trouble squishing it into that form, figuring out. Yeah.
Okay. So did you get that form? You know,
I
the solution of v plus of z and t would be equal to V plus of Z minus VPT. And did you get VP was 1 over root LC?
Wait, oh, okay.
I mean, that's what you should have done. I mean, we could quickly do that problem number 2 if you wanted. Do you have problem number 2 or did you already hand it in?
I have mine still.
Yeah, okay.
I just used a solution for a PDE.
Yeah.
So like
you used a solution for a PDE.
So like if you have the second derivative with respect to position
mm-hmm.
Equals c squared times the second derivative with respect to time, which I got it in that form, there's the Allenberg's solution.
Okay, I see.
This
all boils down to the way you guys do things versus the way I guys do things, okay? I understand.
I know it's
No, it's great. Okay, I'm getting it through it. See, I just don't think this way. I do not think this way. You guys, you pull out your thing and you say, okay, Google, what is the solution? And you know, oh, okay, came up with this thing. That's not how I think, I guess.
Yeah.
So maybe I can show you how I do it, because I was the guy who thought up the problem,
yeah.
And I expected you to kind of do it the way I would have done it, right?
Yeah.
Now, you guys, you just look, oh, well, this is a famous thing. It's the wave equation. This is the solution, right? You still don't know why it's the solution, except that Google said so, right? Is that the case?
Sort of, like, I kind of derived it in, like, what that solution says is that the answer will be of this
form. Of this form, exactly. It will be, yes.
I got that one.
And I actually gave you that in the problem, right?
Yeah.
So how do you show something is a solution to this form? How do you show that it really is a solution?
I plugged it in.
Yes, Hillary, she thinks a little bit like me. I love it. I mean, that's okay. I don't mind the way you guys are doing. It's just I need to get my mind in this way of doing things.
I'm not going to try to find it from the thing. I'm just going to plug it in.
Right, that's what I would do, but that's not what Carlos did. No, I mean, honestly, you did.
Worked it down.
You looked it up, right? I mean, it must have.
I just looked for the solution. So
to
like,
this kind
so
of equation.
Like, yeah.
But I gave it to you. But you looked for it, and you found
just,
it.
So I could prove that it's of this form.
Yeah, well, okay, so... So you ended up with, just do this, you ended up with this thing, the second partial of V with respect to Z, and then you had minus?
It's found it equal to LC, the second derivative.
LC, second derivative with respect to time, right?
Yeah.
Equals 0, is that right? Is it minus here?
Yeah,
okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to plug this guy in there. Actually, I just showed V of Z of T was 2 solutions. It was plus or minus, right?
Yeah.
So I'll just plug that in over here, okay? So the partial of V with respect to Z, there's partial of V, which is just V prime of Z plus or minus VPT, right?
I think that must be a second derivative.
That's just the first derivative, right?
Yeah.
Well, I need the second derivative, but to get the second derivative, I have to do the first derivative. I don't know about you guys. You can just go bang, boom. I'm not that fast. Yeah, this is a tube here. This is, I'm sorry, it's really crummy looking too. Is that better? Yeah, so anyway, so I got to do another derivative. So second derivative of v with respect to z is equal to v double prime of c plus or minus vpt. And there's no problem, you know, the derivative of the inside using chain rule is just 1, right?
Okay.
So I could put times 1 if you want here, times 1 squared, right? Okay. Is that right? Okay. Now I got to do the second partial, or the partial of vp with respect to, or v with respect to t. Okay. Partial of v with respect to t. So v is over here. So it's going to be v prime times plus or minus vp, right? V prime of z plus or minus vpt times vp, right? And then the second one with respect to t is v double prime of z plus or minus vp, I forgot the plus or minus here, times plus or minus, how's that?
Yeah.
Vp.
It's going to end up squared
anyway. Yeah, but now it's going to be vp squared, right? Right? Okay, now I got to plug this guy back into there. So plugging back in, or substituting in, what shall I call this guy? This is the wave equation, right? Okay, so back into the waves here. Big waves. Okay, substituting back into that, we get, what do we get? I get v double prime of z plus or minus vpt, that's that dude, minus lc times vp squared times v double prime of z plus or minus vpt, right, equals 0. So that's nice. I can cancel out the vp primes. I get 1 minus lc vp squared equals 0, right? I'm assuming VP prime isn't, I mean, V of whatever isn't zero. So then L, or V squared, VP squared, that's the phase velocity, or VP equals 1 over root LC. Oh, hey, that's the same, right? Okay. So now what we know is that this is the velocity. This is a wave kind of a thing. Things move to the right with the velocity VP, right? Okay. So that means when we put something on right, well, on that problem we had, or right here, whatever, we put something on, it's going to move that way when we first turn it on. Like a U of T, if I put a U of T in here, what's it going to turn into? So let's just make that question. So if I put U of T into, I'll just do it like here, right straight in, okay? Now, if I just put that straight in, then what is v of z and t? Okay, so this is kind of like your question, right? Well, if I go over here, if v of, we're pretty sure that this has got to go to the right, right? So that means I want the minus sign, right? So if v of z and t equals v plus of z and t, that will equal v of z minus 1 over root lc t, right? In other words, it has to be a function of the variable z plus or minus 1 over root LCT, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that means if it's a function of that, it's V tilde, it's another function of, if I just take and write this as t minus z over vp times, if you want, and that really is v of, and I'm going to make this into two things. I'm going to factor out a 1 over v, 1 over vp, right? And then I'm going to have a t minus, did I do that right? T minus z over, no.
If you factor a 1 over vp out of t, you're
going to
need vp.
I mean, right here, I want this guy right here, and I want to factor a vp out, not a 1 over vp out. I want a vp. And then I'm going to make this t minus z over vp. In other words, if it's a function of t minus z over vp, it's also a function of t minus, no, I did that. As, if it's a function of z minus, this is vpt, t. If it's a function of z minus vpt, you could also write it as another function of t minus z over vp. So if I can write the function as a function of this, if I see it, you know, everywhere I see a z, I see it minus vpt, well, then everywhere I see a t, I see a t minus z over vp, right? Now, if I plug in z equals 0 in this case, suppose I did this thing and called this, if I want, right here, I'm going to call this 0. This is the z-axis, right? So if I plug... you apply the boundary condition at 0. V of 0 and t equals, well, in our case, it's u of t, right?
Yes.
Right? Which, and then the question is, what is V of, you know, z and t or whatever, what is that? V of z and t will then be u of t minus z over vp, right? Which is, in our case, u of t minus root lc, right? Z. Something like that. In other words, at time t equals 0, it's just barely right here, right? If I move at time t equals something, you know, it's the place where it's just popping up is happening at time root LC z. In other words, z over vp, right? So this is a wave traveling that way, a little unit step function wave. Now your problem is slightly different from this. Two differences. One, I put a resistor in here. Did you account for that?
Didn't you just take the voltage and divide it by 100 for the initial wave for current? Wait, that's all we did. We assumed the voltage would be the same since it's it. But then the current would just be the voltage divided by the resistor.
Okay, so now we need to go to a little bit more complicated problem. So you agree with this thing right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Now, what happens next? How about this problem? This. Okay, so I'm going to put u of t just like we had here. This is u of t. Now I'm going to put a resistor here, okay? And I'm going to put a transmission line here. This transmission line was characterized with vp and z0, right? I mean, those are the two things, or you could do L and C. If you got L and C, you got the equivalent of VP and Z0, right? Because Z0 is equal to root L over C, right? And VP is equal to 1 over root LC, right? So we got those two things. This is a lossless line. We got those two things. So I'm going to make this guy 50 ohms. I'm going to make Z0 here 50 ohms. And I'm going to make VP equal 0.6 the speed of light, okay? And this goes on to infinity, right? Okay. Okay. Now, well, this isn't quite the same as that, because here I knew V of 0 was U of T, right? Right here, I know what it is back here, but I don't know what it is right there, right? Okay, so there's a current, you're right, there's a current right here, right? And as soon as this guy turns on, there'll be a current there. And what will that current be? There will be a created here, a V plus, right? Of Z and T. And there will be a current here, I plus of Z and T, right? And the ratio of V plus of Z and T to I plus of Z and T is what? 50. What's that?
50.
Yeah, that's Z0, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
Z0 is, so now I can replace this as far as these two voltages and currents are with a resistor, right? In other words, it would be kind of like this. So that implies here I could make this like this. 50, and then this would be equivalent of 50, right? Right? That's equals Z0. This guy was equals RS. RS equals 50. The source resistance equals 50, right? And so that would tell me the voltage here, that would be V of 0 and T would be equal to what? V of 0 and T equals what?
The amplitude of the voltage. Or just
this was U of T here, right?
So it would just be U of T for the voltage, right?
It would be U of T over 2, wouldn't it?
Oh, right. Okay.
Voltage divider, right? Equal resistors.
Yeah.
Right? You agree?
Yes,
sir. Okay, so in this case, the answer V of Z and T is what? Yeah, right. It would just be what we had up here over 2, right?
Yeah.
U of T minus Z over VP divided by 2, right? Which is, you know, in our case, VP was 0.6C, right? Right? So. Cool. Make sense? Okay, now, Hillary, do you understand enough your problem to do your problem now?
Don't know yet.
Oh, man! Help, help! She's still thinking. Her brain is still on.
But then that just gives us a function of that form. That gives us the amplitude of the initial.
What that means is, well, let's go back to this one. What happened here? Well, when I plugged in this U of T, right, at time t equals 0, there was a wave. And it just started right here.
Okay.
It started traveling that way at the speed 1 over root LC. It's just heading that way.
Okay.
And so if I took a snapshot out of it, you know, you'd see this thing. It looks like a toilet paper roll rolling out here. This U of T just keeps going, right? And it just gets further. You know, the front of the wave just keeps going this way at that 1 over root LC T. I mean, that's how fast it's going. So that's what we got right here. Now, just think about this. What would have happened if instead of putting in a U of T, I put in a little pulse here, a U of T minus a U of T minus, you know, maybe 1 second, okay? So what would happen is this toilet paper would roll out for 1 second, right? And then it would roll right in off the end of the roll, right? The last piece of toilet paper would go, right? And from the, you know, the U of minus T minus 1, right? And so then you'd have this all this roll, long roll of toilet paper moving down the line like this, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you were to watch with your oscilloscope right here, right, what you would see is you would see at time t equals 0, toilet paper started coming, right? And then you'd see toilet paper flying by, right? You'd be watching the toilet paper going by, you know, it's up here at this high, right? And then all of a sudden, at time 1 second, boom, the toilet paper would disappear. It's gone. Went right out, you know, right off of your sight, right? Well, yeah, if you were watching over here, you'd see the same thing, only be delayed by a little later, right? Okay. So, if I put in toilet paper that somebody had taken their scissors and gone like this and made a sine wave on it, okay? Like that, right? And then wrapped it all up on the toilet paper tube, right? And then I was watching right here and it went by, looked like a sine wave here. You know, it's going up and down as I'm watching right here, right? Then all of a sudden, it's gone, right? Because we ran off the end of the roll, right? Well, what would I see over here? Well, I'd see a little bit later, you know, later than it started there, I'd see the first of the sine wave going by, right? And then pretty soon it's gone, right? So whatever function I had right here, if I just delay it by the amount of distance divided by the velocity, that's a time, right? If you take distance divided by velocity, that's a time. That's the time it takes to get from here to wherever I'm watching with the other oscilloscope probe, right? So if I just take whatever function is right here, whatever function is right at the beginning of the line, and just replace t with t minus z divided by vp, I've got the answer, right? Even if it was a pulse or a sine wave or anything, right?
So that's why I didn't understand, like, so wherever you see t, you substitute it for that?
You'd substitute t minus zpt, and a vp, t minus z over vp. In other words, it's delayed by the amount of time it took to get from the beginning to where you're watching, what z you're at. In other words, it doesn't get there until a little later. Oh, great. Does it make sense? All right, it does. Oh, yes, okay, cool.
Okay, so for the last homework, we didn't actually find a function for V. Because V would be...
Well, the number two, you didn't... This was any general function. This would work for any function right here. This is magnificent. This works. This is the solution for anything, right? Any function you like, you put in, you know...
Okay, that's
a general result. It's a very, very powerful thing, right?
That's why it took me so long to do the last one, because I was trying to find a solution for it, like a function of voltage, not okay.
Okay. So this thing that you did, number two, was magnificent because it's so general. It doesn't matter what function you put in. Any old function, u of t or u of t sine of something or whatever, right? It works. It's like, yes, this is cool.
Okay.
So that's...
And question, why do we only use V plus?
Well, the reason we only use V plus is because, in this case, this goes on to infinity, right?
Okay.
And I'm assuming if this goes on to infinity, that means this line is like this, just it's two wires going on and it keeps going to infinity. That means there's no sources over here.
Okay.
Because otherwise it wouldn't be like this, dot, 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 forever, right?
The V minus is only the wave bouncing back.
The V minus would be a wave going in this direction. There's nothing over here to start a wave going in that direction. There's nothing over here to reflect a wave coming this way back that way. It's just, it goes forever.
I get it.
So I'm kind of using those arguments to say, look, it's got to be V plus, right? It's got to go this way because it started on the left and the line goes to the right, and it's got to go to the right because that's the way the line goes. And to the right is plus.
My solution didn't work.
So do you know what your answer is now, Hillary? Oh, man. Well, let's stop for a minute and let Hillary think so she can write down her answer. She needs to do this before we go on, because we're right at the place where it hopefully should be obvious. I don't know, maybe not.
Can you walk me through where the over 2 came from again?
Okay, the over 2 came because...
It's from the voltage divider.
the voltage divider, you can see the transmission line looks like a 50 ohm resistor. And if I've got 50 here and 50 there and I put 1 volt here, that'll be half of that, right? That's where the over 2 came from. So I knew right here at z equals 0, at this point right here, z equals 0, I'm calling that z equals 0 right here. You know, this is the z axis right here, and this is 0 right there. Z equals 0. I'm saying right there at z equals 0, this guy looks like a 50 ohm resistor. And so I could find the V of 0 and T using this Thevenin equivalent. This 50 ohm resistor is the Thevenin equivalent of that mess over there.
Okay, so my answer is going to look like this guy, but with a coefficient that's the voltage divider.
Yes, yes, correct? Yes, 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 yes.
And let's see, what you got, the 3?
This is just the square root of LC.
Okay, but you need something on here. And you need something, there was something up here.
The U of T?
Yes, if you don't put the U of T, this says this is going to be, it's there forever, and it's always been there, you know?
Right. So this is fine, I just need to do my voltage divider with the U of T, right?
Okay, yeah, with
and,
the U of T.
And the T.
But the T needs to be T, yes, 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 yes.
Basically,
excellent.
If there was no resistor there, would it just be that V, Z?
Whatever this would have been right at zero, right? Just like this.
So like that equation would have been VZ of V of Z and T equals U of T.
Yeah, U of T minus E over BPT. I mean, right here it would have been like this was a wire here, right?
Yeah.
So this voltage would be the voltage, but this is the voltage right here at time at space Z equals zero.
But
right?
Wouldn't Z equals zero be at the source?
Z equals zero is right here. Well, we think of this thing as all being crunched together into a very tiny little place. You have a point there. It's impossible for me to make a resistor and a source without having some wires connecting it, right?
Yeah.
And those wires are really transmission lines, and I should really take into account those things.
Oh.
But I'm assuming this thing is so small here that it fits right smack across there. I mean, I drew it hanging out like this,
so basically,
but it's right there.
The Z over VP.
It's the distance from the source to somewhere on the transmission line where your oscilloscope probe is, where you're actually trying to measure it, if you're looking.
Minus Z over VP.
Yes. This is the solution for anywhere on the line. You pick a Z right here, and that'll tell you what it is. Like, for example, if I'm down here at Z equal 1 meter here, I could put in 1.
But I'm saying that's just shifting the...
It just means it happened later. What it means
yeah.
is when I put my scope probe here, I won't see the wave until the amount of time it took to travel from there to here. Right? I won't see it until it hits me.
No, yeah, but like the Z over VP, what is that doing?
That's the time delay. See,
okay.
Position divided by velocity. Velocity is meters per second, right? So meters divided by meter per second gives me the time it took if you're going at a velocity, you know, VP, to get that many meters. How many seconds did it take you to get that many meters? And so that tells me it's...
So what's that delay? Is that delay... Because U of T at zero would be at the source.
No, U of T, yeah, right here. If I did it right here, this is U of T, and this guy would be half of U of T right here.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming there's no length in the wires here. It's zero length. Okay. So I see half of U of T here. Okay. And that makes the problem now becomes just like this problem with this guy being half of U of T. Because the voltage across the line at Z equals zero.
Resistor?
It's there, but how do I get half of U of T? If I had a U of T, I could just put in this resistor here to make this half of, you know. And you couldn't tell any difference between the half of U of T here and the half of U of T here on your oscilloscope. When you hooked it on there, you'd see half of U of T here, and when you hooked your oscilloscope here, you'd see exactly the same thing, half of U of T, right?
Okay.
This one was generated by this signal generator, and this one was generated, if I had an over 2 here, that would be, a, you know, one that was just half as powerful. But this guy used you know, a voltage divider to cut himself down. Kind of like in lab, you know, you have a Wavetech signal generator. Sometimes it's too big, so you put a voltage divider on there to get a really small voltage out.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't matter. The voltage here still looks the same. Doesn't matter how you generated it. Right? Okay. So then we've got half a U of T here, right? And if I looked further down the line, I wouldn't see that half of U of T until a delayed time of whatever the distance is here divided by how fast it took to get there, how fast it was going, which is the time it took to get there.
Okay, so basically what we're saying is that at any point, so for example, if I'm looking at T equals zero and I measure mm-hmm. it here,
you'll
I
see
won't
it
see
first.
The same thing as...
Right, as down there. Right, down there you'll see the same thing except it's delayed by an amount. In other words, it happened later.
So the time is also function
it's just
of position.
Yeah, right, yes. Either time is a function of position, the time that you see
the
it.
The time you're looking at.
Yeah, the time that it hits you is a function, it's really equal to how far you went, you know, how many meters down here divided by how fast it was going. Right?
Okay. I think I can do this.
Well, no, you did VP, but then you have the omega T. You can either do omega T minus beta.
Pop my voltage divider on there, combine all my coefficients, and that's what I have. Is that
VP Z
look like?
Okay, so let's see. So you get your coefficient cosine of 4.
4T, because that's from that.
Yeah, now what did you replace T with? What was VP?
T minus
VP.
VP is this 3.
VP is this guy, 3.31.6. And so that's 1 over that, 1 over VP.
This is 1 over VP then. This 31.6.
Yeah,
and this,
so I need to multiply that by 4, okay. Don't I?
Yeah,
this
need to multiply, 14. Yes, because
right,
it's 4.
Right, but this is fine.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, fix.
And then for I, it's basically just V divided by...
Z0. By 50 ohms, yeah. Or whatever the resistance, your Z0. Yeah, right, yeah.
Is it just Z0 or is it Z0 plus the other?
No, Z0, Z0, Z0.
Wait, is that one right? Because we did ours omega T minus beta Z. Just of that form instead of the T minus...
Did you put it should be 4, and then whatever you see the T, put a T minus VPT, and it looks like you might have done that, okay, and because this... 126 is not the same thing as 31. It's like 4 times 31, right? So I think that's right.
So it's
4 times 1.
We were doing beta,
yeah.
Which would...
Yeah, and it comes out to be the same, yeah.
I guess
see,
yeah, that's
see let's just do it, just for a kicks here. If you're right, 4.
If I do 4 times, and I'm going to put in T. I'm going to put in T minus Z over VP, right? VP is 1 over root LC, right? Which is omega, I mean, VP is omega over beta. I mean, I could write it as 4 times T minus Z, and then VP was omega over beta, which is, that would be equal to 4 times T minus beta Z over omega, right? And this is omega right here, right? Right, so... This would be omega T minus beta Z.
Okay, yeah, that's...
So all is well. All is well, right? Oh, man.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I've done this for too long.
Still ladies.
I'd say, yeah, I've done this for too long. This is terrible because it's getting so hard for me to see what's, I mean, it's like, it's terrible. Can I erase this? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, probably I'm going too fast on things, right?
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what time is it? We only got 2 minutes, and there's no way I can use, you know, maybe we need to postpone this problem for a day because we never got to show you how to do that, right?
Is that working on a clip?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, transmission lines are really interesting.
Let me postpone this. This is this will be initially due, what is today?
There's Monday.
So it won't be initially due Wednesday, it'll be initially due Friday. How's that? Because, you know, I didn't expect to spend quite so much time trying to make this clear. Because it was, no, it's fine. That was very good. And you guys told me what I need to know. And that's a, hey, we don't catch on to this. This is weird. I mean, the problem is, you know, when you've done this 10,000 times, it's like it becomes, oh, come on, it's like Ohm's Law, right? But no, it's not. It just keeps getting worse the older you get. Yeah, right. And then it complicates things when I'm not used to doing it one way, right?
Yeah. And I've done it 10 million times that one way, and then you guys come along and you're used to doing it another way. Just, okay, Google, what's the answer? And you know, Google gives you the answer.
Sometimes. Well, you know,
but
you've got to know what to Google.
I need to know.
I remembered this from ODE.
Yeah.
And I actually remember this solution from ODE, and it's like, So
you did some partial differential equations in ODE,
with Thompson. But, so I remembered it, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, right. Well, no, that's okay. Google can remind you stuff, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I need to somehow, well, it's really hard once you already know something one way, you know, to think about doing it another way, but I need to somehow think about, you know, Googling some of these things and see what you get. The problem is, you know, when I see the answer in Google, of course, yeah, well, sure, that's exactly what I was expecting, you know, what's new, you know. But it's hard to see it through your eyes. So what you tell me today, you know, when you were telling me, what's this? What are you talking about here? That's really good because it makes me, it helps me know what I need to tell you. It's like, what am I doing? You know, when I think something is really easy, it's not necessarily. It's just because I did it 10 million times and I've, you know, forgotten how hard it was the first time. But this is cool, isn't it? I mean, you can actually see the thing screaming down the line, you know? And the solution you guys came up with, it doesn't matter what the function is. All you got to do is replace T with T minus Z over VP, right?
Yeah.
So that's like, wow, that's really powerful, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, that's not the only way to show that. You could use Fourier series or whatever, you know, if it was a...
No.
Yeah, right. I mean,
life
series. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You could make it up, make that U of T up as a superposition of cosine waves and sine waves. Yeah.
So one thing that's still getting me a little bit, like I understand, like you can treat it as the voltage divider thing, but so you're gonna get it going across the 50 ohms. And but when you first start off, you're going to have like zero impedance in the line. It's only as it gets longer that you eventually get that ZO, right?
Because you have VP.
Isn't it going to, like for the first part, isn't it going to take a little bit for the voltage to build up to the VT divided or the U of T divided by 2?
Well, there's a bunch of infinitesimal inductors and capacitors, one right after the other in series. There's going to be a current wave that starts down that line, and there's going to be a voltage wave that starts down that line, and the ratio between them is going to really be that Z0. I mean, it really is.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So up there, you have Z minus VP times T, right?
Right,
Then you have T minus?
Yeah, in other words, if I could write things, if I can write a function of x, if I can write, say, f of x,
f of x, I could write, you know, so it was, so suppose it was x squared, okay? But that's also a function of, it could be a function of the f of x would be equal to g of, say, x over 2, right?
Yeah.
And so that would be, you know, x squared is like 4 times x over 2 squared, right?
Okay, so what you're saying there is that we want to get that one to look like that one.
Right. I want to make it, see, I know what u of t is, right? And if I could find out, you know, this says that everywhere I see a t, it comes in a sum with z minus this number t, right?
So could I have just used z minus vpt, or do we want it in this form?
Well, the reason it's handy in this form, t minus z over vp, is because I know what u of t is. And so if I change the t to t minus z over vp, then I can find out what it is all the way down the line. Because it's kind of like I know what it is at z equals 0 and for all time here. And so it would be handy to have it in the form of t minus something instead of z minus something.
What's that one giving us? That gives
Oh, this one right here. Okay, what does this one says? This says if I took a picture, instead of an oscilloscope that, you know, I move the probe along at various different points, if I could take a picture and look at the voltage everywhere there, okay, on the line, right, and if I saw it everywhere on the line, and then I took that function of z, I could graph that function of z, and then I changed z to z minus 1 over LCT, in other words, that's what it would look like at t seconds instead of at 0 seconds. So I took the picture at 0, boom, right?
Okay.
And then if I replace the z, every z, it's a function of z, right? Oh. I replace that with z minus vpt, then I would have it at every time. So, you know, if you take a picture of in z, you know, boom, I got the whole thing. I can see what it is at this time t equals 0. And now I just do that replacement, then I'll get it for all time, right? In other words, I'll know what it's doing forever. And the other way, if I know what's doing forever here, but at this one point z, then I can figure out what it does everywhere on the line, too. So, you know, either way.
You could do it for the initial bounce, but then just be ugly to additional bounces. Setting up the u of t for additional bounces after, like, the first and second one, then you just get really ugly.
So that's
good. Well, actually, we'll do that. Well, we could do that. I don't know if we'll take time to do it
like
in this class.
The initial bounce wouldn't be that bad, but then, like, after it's bounced, like, 5 times, you'd have to have, like, a bunch of different u of t.
Yeah, right, you do. And actually, there are ways you can calculate that, and people need to do that in digital circuits. Because, you know, they're putting in a u of t kind of thing, right? So, yeah, people do that. I've got some clever ways of doing that. You say it looks kind of messy, but it's not too. Yeah, right, it's a series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what happens to the minus vp up there? Like, what happens to it? Like, do we not carry it through?
Let's see, where do the vp?
Minus vp, like, it says v of minus vp times t minus z.
Oh, well, what this means is that if I knew what v of this was, right? Then I could factor out everywhere I saw a z minus 1 over root LC or z minus VPT, I could factor out a VP of that, and I could write it of V of, you know, this minus VP times, and then it'd be a T minus Z over VP. So then you could look at this whole thing as being like a new function, this V tilde of only T minus Z over VP. In other words, if it's a function of Z minus VPT, it's also a function of T minus Z over VP. It's kind of like if there's a function of x, it's also a function of x over 2.
So in my solution, I don't need negative vp.
No, you don't. I mean, you're just writing this way of writing it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to get you the idea that if I had this way of writing it, this same function, if I just factored a minus vp out, would be, you know, that. And now this is a new function of just this thing in the inner parentheses.
I guess.
So anyway. So, did you get your writing for engineers? Were you in the first?
Yeah. Actually,
Yes. I love it when a plan comes together. This is great.